Environmental groups had high hopes going into the special session that ended last week, but even with Democratic majorities in both chambers of the legislature, passage of key climate policies failed. More from 88.5 environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The push to put a price on carbon pollution is now up to voters. Governor Jay Inslee's proposal, which would have made Washington first in the nation with a state carbon tax, narrowly failed. Backers have already filed an initiative and will start collecting signatures early next month. Hopes were high for another climate policy that some said Inslee wanted as a consolation prize, the Clean Energy Standard, which would have forced utilities to transition to 100% fossil-free electricity by 2045, including a complete phase-out of coal by 2030. That also failed. But Clifford Traisman with the Washington Environmental Priorities Coalition says they still made headway, especially compared to the previous 6 years in which the Senate was controlled by Republicans and climate issues were barely heard.
This year, the floodgates opened. We were able to make progress. We were able to have rich debate and build a foundation for coming back and getting across the finish line next time.
In terms of clear victories, the Oil Spill Prevention Act passed with bipartisan support. It closes the loophole on oil arriving by pipeline and will use the new tax revenue from that to pay for inspectors and other protection measures. And the toxic-free food packaging law passed. It'll phase out a cancer-causing nonstick chemical that's found in things like fast food sandwich wrappers and microwave popcorn bags starting in 2020. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.